Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Well, welcome to the next episode of the PT Pintcast. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. And this is a special episode because tonight we're doing a PT Pub Night live at the World of Beers in Arlington, Virginia. This is where episode number one with Cookie Friedhoff-Bowman was recorded a little over a year ago. And we've got pointy hats and we've got noisemakers and we've got a cookie cake. Somebody bought me a present. I'll talk about that in a little bit, but it's our one-year birthday party, our first birthday party. So let's kick the episode off with the ever-important introduction. So here we go. Our first guest received her MPT from the University of Washington in 2001, her board certification in pediatrics in 2011. She specializes in casting and splinting, and her framework is unique in its incorporation of manual therapy, neurohandling techniques, and innovative use of casting materials. I'm going to go a little further, and colors, and paints, and shapes. Her cast and splints have received popular media attention, including on MTV News and Us Weekly, due to their designs. She's known online. Her virtual persona is the Mad Caster. She specializes in customizing casts and splints to mimic sneakers or other patient-friendly designs. Very friendly. And we're going to have some more pictures on the website, ptpintcast.com. She now teaches casting and splinting for courses for physical and occupational therapists. She also moonlights as DJ Mad Mando for her hospital's dances at the HSC Pediatric Center. Welcome to the PT Pintcast, Amanda Hall.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
So I found you on Instagram. I forget what I even clicked on, what hashtag I clicked on to find it. The first picture I saw was black and white Jordans. And I was like, I don't understand why their toes are cut off of the right one. The left one looks normal because they just look like two shoes with the toes cut off of one of them. So I didn't understand, but why was that?
I like to, especially if a patient, I do the serial casting program. So if a patient is getting serial casting on one side,
right.
If I can make their Jordan look like, or make their cast look like their Jordan on the other side so that right. They're happy about wearing it instead of like, mom, do I have to go?
Yeah.
You know, so as much as I can, I'll copy their shoe or put whatever superhero they want on it.
Yeah. So we're talking about casting. That's your medium. Some people use paper or canvas or they paint murals on walls. You operate on, I mean, what is this? What is cast made of?
So the one I brought you.
Yeah,
which,
you made us one.
For everybody to know, I brought Jimmy a birthday present.
This is awesome.
For the podcast.
And I haven't announced this. You get to be here when I'm announcing this. We passed the 200,000 download mark.
Woohoo!
In a year.
I probably helped with that this week preparing.
Totally.
I was like, what's a podcast?
But that is the cool thing that I'm like, I've mentioned this before in the show. Podcasting is relatively new. It's been around for several years, but people are just kind of getting into like, oh,
yeah.
So they're free and I can download them. Yeah. And especially within a field like physical therapy where it's small.
Yeah.
Now you can just broadcast to everybody. So yeah, I'm holding right now.
Yeah, so I brought in a cast for Jimmy that has the
awesome.
PT Pintcast logo. What's his name?
Pete.
I brought in Pete
the Pint.
I drew Pete on the back of the cast
with
and tried to do a little beer line there for you.
That's
With the beer bubbles and stuff so that
And I've been using this. I was actually holding my beer in it for a little while. Oh, we forgot to say what we're drinking. We kick every episode.
Oh, yeah.
Toughest question's the first. What are you drinking?
This is a apple cider. It's too noisy in here to know what kind it is, but it's delicious.
I'm drinking the exact
same
thing.
I didn't hear what she said.
The waitress came over. She listed off about 20. That's the thing about World of Beer. She listed off like 30 different ciders, and you did exactly what I was going to do. I was like, I'll take the first one you said.
Everything else was like pumpkin spice, cinnamon, something, something.
No more. So how did this start? Casting's been around for a while.
Right.
But walk me through your story, because people are going to go online. They're going to go to Instagram, and you are at the Madcaster?
Just Madcaster.
At Madcaster on Instagram. And they're going to see your designs. They're going to love them. And hopefully, I think anyway, some people try to do the same thing because, as you said earlier,
that's the whole point.
Kids especially will get a cast. They'll be like, oh, man, now I'm an outcast, play on words, but you make them look so cool that now they actually want it. They want to be involved. Yeah, other kids probably want to have a superhero jacked to their arm.
Yeah.
So how'd this start?
So I do both casting and splinting, and it started because I was working in the NICU. NICUs are terrible because parents are prepared to take care of their baby, and then when you have a baby that has complications, you don't know anything, and you're being told what to do, and if you disagree with any of these people in the white coats, then you're non-compliant. So, like, everything is, like, you have no control there. And then here comes the PT, and I put a splint on the foot, and they're like, wait, does this mean he's going to have cerebral palsy? I read that that's highly correlated with CP, because I have Google and
WebMD.
All the things.
WebMD.
Basically, my whole thing is, like, hey, this is not another scary device, like the ones that's helping him breathe and the one that's keeping his methadone wean and all those other things.
Right.
This is something fun. This is his first pair of Jordans.
There you go.
And, yeah, it's maybe going to help control his ankle position, because he shows some early signs of high tone, but we're not worried about that right now. What we're worried about is that they're Carolina Blue, and you're a Carolina
fan. You're a Tar Heel fan, yeah.
And just to kind of make it so that it's one less scary thing, and make one of those firsts in the NICU to be not a terrible thing.
Right, but that's where you are now. How did you think of this? The first time you started doing casting, did you break out, I don't want to assume, but I'm guessing Sharpie or paint? Like, you didn't just
no,
walk in and
No, the very
said,
first one I decorated, I think I put some stickers on it.
Oh, there you go.
Like
there you go.
Baby
that's what I would have done.
Put some stickers on and put a colored strap. You know, I was, like, snooping around in the hand therapist at my hospital at the time and, like, looking through her materials and, like, seeing what color straps I could steal to make them better looking, because they are, you know, traditional materials are very ugly. And I have a good story for that, because one of the other first ones that I did was a pair of Uggs, because all I had was hideous beige material, and I was like, what's hideous and beige?
Uggs. Boots with the fur.
So I got a brown Sharpie, and that's all it took. All I had was, like, beige casting material and the liner and moleskin, and then I wrote Uggs with a brown Sharpie.
And how old was your first patient that had that, that got the Uggs?
Girl with the Uggs was, like, 8 months old and had an acquired injury. It was so sad, and so it was, again, something that mom was so excited about. I still see her now at follow-up, and she tells me she still has them, and it was something that she could get excited about instead of, like, oh, no, here's another scary medical thing, because, you know, working in rehab, we deal with people who are very scared and, like, oh, no, here's something, some other terrible piece of equipment that I have to have.
Well, by the time they get to you, I'm imagining, and you can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, by the time they get to you, they've had several, as you talk about. We've got machines keeping them around, and they've had procedures, and they're looking at you as you're one more stop in the healthcare train, and what is this person going to poke and make me do now?
Right, exactly.
And then they see, now the one I'm holding again is ours, they see this, and they're like, oh, this is cool.
Right.
I just got excited. I just got a present. You know, I don't have to take this home. I'm taking this home.
Right. And there's also the sort of, like, someone looks at me and they're like, you just did that for me. And I can tell that the kids or the parent feel that energy. They're like, you took the time to do this, and you're invested in me as a human, not just me as, like, a patient with an outcome. And I get a different energy from them when they're like, oh, you actually cared enough to look up, you know, my logo from my podcast and do that, you know?
So now I'm still holding mine because someone's going to try to steal this from me and stand with me. How long did it take you to do this? This one's a foot high.
I have a bone to pick with you because that's hard. Your
that's
logo is not
that
easy.
Was one of my best friends from elementary school, Darren Smith. He designed my logo. I literally texted him one night. I was like, hey, dude, you're a graphic designer. I'm doing a podcast. And he's like, I don't know anything about PT, but I like beer. Here's a pint glass with your eyes on it. Go. So, yeah, that is a hard logo.
Yeah. Sometimes I do it on a serial cast where it's like I have an hour appointment to put the cast on the kid and get them out the door in an hour. I have super fast, like Spider-Man, Superman. I can do a lot
of
that
down.
I can do some of them super fast, but like yours with the complicated eyes and all the browns and grays, I was working. Like I had that. I was, you know, watching TV last night, working on it and getting
so typically
lines right.
when you do a pretty involved design, and again, I want people to go check out our Instagram account, and I want people to go to ptpinecast.com because you brought a bunch of these here, and the PT students from Marymount University and University of Maryland who came into Arlington, George Washington University, they're all checking them out right now, and they're cool. How long does it take you to do like the Jordan or this?
The Jordan was really involved.
That's intricate.
Yeah, so that's where a little girl who actually is a long-term patient at our hospital, she has really complicated, you know, medical history, and so she's, you know, with us for a long time, and her mom has like every new pair of sneakers and every princess everything, and I was like, I can't go and put these ugly braces on her, or even plain, even if they were like, oh, they're pink, but that's not going to be, you know, so I was looking at her shoes, and so there's a she has a pair of the sweater Jordan Jordans.
Right, right.
Which are limited edition. You can't even find.
Definitely limited edition now.
And so I stole her shoes. I'm going to give them back. This is that brace I just completed when I was completing yours. And I have to do the other side and make
nice.
It match.
That's cool.
So that one I've definitely been like spending extra time on because I want to get it just right.
Right.
You know, for Jordan people, I don't want it to look like, oh, you try. That's sweet.
Right.
I want it to.
Like if I drew it.
The best one is when I can get a teenager to be like, wow, that's awesome. Because teenagers are not
nice. They don't
nice,
like anything.
You know, like if they're like, yeah, good job.
If you make them say anything but whatever and roll their eyes at you, you've successfully done something.
Yeah.
What gave you the idea, though? You're decorating with stickers, and what made you say, like, did you have an art? We haven't gotten to, like, do you have an art background? Are you just, we're
not
super
at all.
Good at
actually,
it?
My skill with this has kind of developed as I keep doing it.
It's pretty damn good.
And I've been, you know, trying more and more as I've done it, but I don't have an art background. I never thought I was very good, but I can copy fonts pretty well, it turns out.
You got our font
copyright
down.
Infringement is, like,
yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
My best thing. But no, I just sort of developed it as I'm doing it. But again, it started off really simple. It was Adidas were some of my first because I can do three stripes in a
easy
row.
To do that.
Like, that's
yeah,
pretty simple.
Very easy
working
to do
towards
that.
The jump man was much harder. But yeah, it was just sort of because when you're working with babies especially, you see that everything else is cute and blue or pink and soft and cuddly and has a teddy bear on it, except for my stuff.
Like a cast.
The only thing on the patient that's hideous is what I gave
yeah.
them. So and of course that's not gonna make the parent feel good about it. They're not gonna be
what's gonna make the patient stand out and not a great
right.
way.
And
right. you wanna
and
make
not
them stand
in a good
out.
Way. And
yeah.
Did you guys read in school that Holland essay?
I don't know which what's it about.
Oh guys, you guys have to read it. Everybody Google okay. it. There's an essay. I can't remember the author. I think it's what written by a mother of a patient with special needs or child with special needs. And she's saying that having a child with special needs is like when you're expecting the baby or in the case of an acquired injury, you know, you,
right.
you're planning a trip to Italy and you're taking Italian and you're planning all the landmarks you're going to go see.
Right.
And then you land in Holland. And it's not that there's anything wrong with Holland,
you
but it's not
Holland.
What you were expecting. And it's not Italy. And all your friends are in Italy, and I'm probably butchering the point of
this. No, but I get it.
You know, as PTs, we're one of the first, like, cultural interpreters to, like, welcome to Holland. It doesn't suck here.
It'll be fine.
Look at the windmills.
It's not Italy, but look, we got windmills.
Yeah.
We're great.
Yeah.
We have wooden shoes.
And whether it's, you know, as infants or whether it's, you know,
acquired later on.
Yeah, we're one of them to be like, here's the sports you could do. Here's the puerto basketball. Here's all the cool things that we can do that because having a special need makes you special.
Right.
Like, one of my favorite things is one of the siblings wants a cast.
Yeah.
And not because they want the medical attention, but because they're like, I want
right.
Spider-Man too, and I'm mad because I can't
just,
have it.
You've just achieved a level of coolness in
right.
getting that. And we've seen that. I've seen that with videos, that company Enable that makes the prosthetic hands.
Yeah.
The siblings are like, yeah, so I want a hand.
That's not fair.
We've seen that with Go Baby Go.
I want one,
we've
yeah.
built some cars. We've seen like, okay, so I want a car.
Right, and that's what you want. You want
yeah.
the kid who has a, you know, a special need to be like the cool one at school, the cool one with their sibling, but like they have something extra that you can't get.
Right.
Because you are typically developing,
right.
you know, like that's my favorite when I get that.
That's real cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We come back. I want to ask you about crazy requests, weirdest things you've done.
Okay.
I want to get into like the weird,
okay,
the ones
okay.
you really, the stories maybe you don't
good.
Normally tell. And we'll hit you with three questions.
Okay.
That's on the way. Don't move. We'll be back on the other side of the break with the PT Pinecast.
We're working our brain and our brachioradialis at the same time. This is the PT Pinecast, brewed by Arius PT Staffing. Want a job? Ask Arius. Physical Therapy Day of Service is October 15th, 2016. Join fellow members of the PT profession around the world in a day of service to our communities. Here is what people who have already pledged have to say.
My name is Rachel German. This year, we're introducing some competition to PT Day of Service initiatives across Wisconsin's DPT and PTA programs. We're handing out two awards, one for highest turnout and one for most innovative idea. Huge shout out to the Kentucky Corps Ambassador for this idea. We want some lively competition to help this movement spread statewide and involve as many students as possible. As a SIG, we support PT Day of Service because we believe this can help bring the profession together, both as students and clinicians, to better our community.
Pledge your support for the physical therapy profession online at ptdayofservice.com. PT Day of Service, October 15th.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arius Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arius. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
The PT Pinecast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, you know, physical therapy and stuff. This is the PT Pinecast.
And we're back in the PT Pinecast with DJ Mad Mando. Amanda Hall, better known as the Mad Caster. What does that mean? In your intro, it says you also moonlight as DJ Mad Mando for your hospital dances.
I don't like
dances.
To brag.
I can tell that about you.
When it comes to pediatric hospital DJs
Ooh. In
Northeast DC, I'm pretty much the top.
All right.
Granted, Children's Hospital is in Northwest, so it's basically just my hospital, but I'm kind of a big deal there. All the
So you guys have dances
holiday
for kids?
Parties. We have dances. We have a great therapeutic recreation program.
I want to come.
Called Kids in Action.
No, this is on record. I'm saying it on the podcast. Can we do an episode from a cool, like a dance?
Oh my God.
I'm in.
Oh my God, they would love that.
She just got really excited.
And that's just what it's about, right? This is like our whole job is not, you come to Therapy Weekly, I boss you around for an hour and make you work on walking. It's like, no, I'm getting you moving.
Let's
and
hang
I'm
out.
Getting you a wheelchair so that you can go to the dance and dance with that cute boy. I'm getting you, you know, so you can go to these adapted sports, because we have a lot of adaptive sports events
I don't know if I'd be any help at a dance, because all of my middle school, high school, and college career was spent standing against the wall and not dancing.
So I'll
hang out with those guys who don't want to dance.
We'll get you out there.
All right, I'd do it for them, but nobody else.
Even if people out there like literally dancing with their vents and stuff, and people like coming around and they put on fancy dresses, and it's so fun.
That's
cool. That would be awesome.
All right,
you guys
next
come.
One out there when DJ Mad Mando makes an appearance, I want to be in. So three questions.
Yes.
All right, so you live in D.C.?
Yes.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Portland, Oregon.
Okay, so we went across the country.
Yeah.
Now, if you could live anywhere in the U.S., where would it be to go and be a PT?
Well, after D.C., because I moved here in 2003, and I've stayed. I love it here. But if not for here, I'd probably be Seattle. I went to school there. I went to undergrad and PT
nice
school
area.
There. And I just went there for a wedding. And I forgot, like, it really is a great city. It's a little too gray and rainy for me, kind of really like today's weather.
In D.C., yeah.
But it's a great city, and then I would be able to bug my professors all the time and be like, "Anne Shumway Cook, help me with this problem." You know, like I would love to. I still bother them all the time on email.
Right.
But I would love to be able to bother them in person.
So Seattle. So we asked that question because our sponsor, who's in the back of all of our koozies, which now you gave me a present, I'm going to give you a present right now. There's Arias Medical Group. These guys do travel PT, so they can use staffing. So if you ever do want to go back to Seattle, Arias. So there's the koozie for you.
Yes, I'll take my cozy with me.
Question number two. What are you reading? What's the last thing you read or are reading? Can be PT or non-PT related.
It's not PT related.
Good,
I am reading a novel called The Infernals.
Okay.
By John Connolly.
What's it about?
It is a fun book about a boy and his dog who get pulled into hell and have to save the earth from a demon invasion.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. It sounds
a little
PT
related. No?
But it's like he's a hilarious writer. He puts all these footnotes and stuff. I sound kind of crazy saying this, but it's literally hilarious.
I like it. Question three. Who's somebody within the field of PT that we should be paying attention to, but maybe they're under the radar, we haven't heard of them? Name drop.
Okay, can I have a couple?
Yeah, go
or
fire.
Or three?
Go
okay.
fire it.
So number one is Mary Massery.
Okay.
She teaches the if you can't breathe, you can't function. That is practice changing. Like just herself in the way, because a lot of us know, even though we learn the basics, we really don't take the cardiopulmonary system into account.
Yeah.
And no matter what area you work in, she primarily teaches the peds and neuro, but no matter what area you work in, you don't think about the way they're breathing, and not in this stupid diaphragmatic blah de blah, like in the real way that people
right.
use breathing for function.
And
just practice changing.
Where is she out of? Where she lives?
I don't know where she is, but she's Mary Massery, and she's her own thing.
Okay, who's number two?
Number two is Elaine Owens. Anyone
okay.
who's into peds and gait and like cerebral palsy and gait, herself again is practice changing, especially with orthotics. Like if you think about how you're making orthotics. She's one of those courses that I was like, that's why I've been doing what I'm doing, but I didn't know why, and she helped me get to kind of fill in some of those pieces.
Yeah.
She's brilliant.
Cool. Number three.
And the last one would be PNF. I think that especially in peds, we're not well educated enough in PNF. I heard your podcast with Seth Blee from IPA, and so some classes, like I said, some courses you take and you're like, oh yeah, I knew that. That sounds intuitive. Now I feel smarter about what
but
I already
knew. Now you have
knew.
The why to the what.
IPA or the PNF stuff in general from anywhere is like, no, that's wrong. That's not intuitive. It doesn't make sense. My brain hurts and it saved my body. Like learning to use my, like I'm 10 times more powerful. My clinical problem solving is better, but it's totally counterintuitive. I wouldn't have come up with any of it in my own. And it's not what you learn in school with the patterns. It's not that. It's how you facilitate and it's how you resist. And it really, again, if I had taken it 5 years sooner, I probably wouldn't have blown out a disc. Like, literally, it really changed the way
I
treat. So
cool.
I would think everybody should run out. Don't walk.
Good. There's three questions.
Yeah.
So now I want to get to the good stories. The stories that that you can't wait to tell somebody. So over on the table, the stuff that you brought in was a Prince cast. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the weird requests or the funny ones. Give me a couple of funny stories. What do you got?
Okay, weird requests?
Yeah.
I mean, besides putting like beer bubbles on a cast today, where everyone thought it was kind of strange. They were like, why are you putting beer bubbles on a child's cast? I was like, no. Don't worry about it. It's for after work.
It's fine. Don't worry about
it. It's all fine. Really interesting is I get a lot of disagreements between the parents and the kids. Like, you know, boys actually don't not want pink until their parents don't tell them to want pink.
Gotcha.
So a lot of times someone will be like, oh, Hello Kitty to a boy, and they'll be joking. And then the boy will be like, yeah, Hello Kitty. And then mom's like, no, it's not happening. And then I'm like, oh, I really want to make this little boy's dream come true of Hello Kitty.
Who's in charge, the patient or the parent?
Yeah, so I try to push it. It's 2016, and if he wants Hello Kitty, but I kind of back up. This last week, I had a little girl who came in a Superman tutu, and mom wanted her to get a pink cast, and she was like, Superman. And I was like, well, she is wearing a Superman tutu, so it seems fair that I should do a Superman cast.
But you see that gender inequality there? It was like, all right, well, she wants a Superman. That's cool, but like Hello Kitty, like let the kid get Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So like I've gotten to do pink ones if they'll do it for breast cancer, then they'll let the boys have a pink cast and stuff. But I've learned a lot about like those gender things.
Right.
I have a cool one coming where we're doing KAFOs for a little boy who's like 2.
Okay.
So his parents and I thought of this like steampunk thing because they look really mechanical. You cannot look mechanical when it's a CAFO.
Right.
So to go with that theme, we're going to do these gears and kind of make it look cool. Mom was sending me these like tattoos. So I'm hoping that one's going to come out. It's a lot of pressure, but
wearable
we'll come
art.
Up with something.
Wearable
yeah.
art. What's a favorite for you? What's a favorite design that you've done or maybe favorite patient and why?
I had a teenager who was like a teenage boy from D.C. with a gunshot wound. And he had been through a lot. You know, he was the wrong place, wrong time. But, you know, and he was not someone who was going to be impressed. You know, and I feel like in the pediatric center, there's a lot of these really nice white girls. They're like, oh, my God, nice trying. And I really wanted to actually relate to him. And he's a sneaker person. So he was the first one I really made like an actual, like, this is not a nice trying, but like a Jordan that was like, I want this 15-year-old to think this is cool.
Which
and
is
I gave it to
age.
Him, and he was like, that's icy. And I'm like on Urban Dictionary, like, what does icy mean?
Icy, shoot, is that good?
It was a compliment. According to Urban
Excellent.
Dictionary, it was a compliment. But
I'm gonna use that in several more interviews tonight. I'm going to use icy. And the rest of them aren't going to have any idea what that means.
Yeah.
What about a favorite for you? A design that you were like, yeah, I like doing this one.
I'd have to say the Prince one. I was trying to like peer pressure these kids. I was like, come on, Prince. I have teenagers. I'm like, come on, you know Prince. And I'm like naming songs. They're like, that's old people music. And I'm like,
So if you had to get a cast, what would you have on your cast?
Ooh. So I actually did.
Oh.
I changed the way I cast. It was a few years ago, and I'm a clumsy person. I was a dancer, and we tend to forget to look at the ground. So I fell down the stairs at my job. Just fell down the stairs. And I really badly sprained my ankle. It was like I had almost a break. So I needed to be immobilized because I had to keep working. So I made one of these removable casts for myself so I could like stick it in my shoe. I kind of like started like padding differently because the Malia line never show pressure, but they're really uncomfortable. Like, so I was like, I'm such a jerk. I never padded these the right way before. So I cut it into, anyways, at that time, I think I just used this like camo pattern because I was so like worried that someone's going to be like, how'd you get that cast, Amanda? I didn't cast myself in the casting room when no one was looking. That wouldn't sound right. I got professional help.
But that's really good. It's a funny story, but you learn something from it in terms of you jumped in your own product.
All those activities that you do in PT school where you're in a wheelchair or where you have your actual own injury, like most of us get into it because we're injured.
Right.
Having those experiences as a patient really changed the way. Like, if you think about it for now with me making a cast, like, if you were a 7-year-old boy, how would you want this interaction to go?
Right.
You know, like, I'm coming in and telling you, you can choose between blue and red.
Right. You're like, cool, that's great, but I don't care. But now you made me you made something remarkable, something worth being remarked about out of this thing that should just be noise or just be an annoyance, even worse than noise.
Right.
It would just be background if it was noise, but this sticks out in a bad way.
Exactly.
Have you taught anybody else how to do this? I mean, you do teach some courses, but have you lent your artistic ability?
I just had a student who was fantastic. Her name was Kendra, and she...
Where's she from? What school?
Oh, my gosh.
You can do it.
I should know that, right?
Some
I don't
school.
Know what school she was from.
We'll Google it later.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Kendra, if you're listening. But she was actually a really good artist. I didn't teach her. Actually, that Ninja Turtle that I brought, that's her Ninja Turtle.
Wow.
And so she kind of like,
that was a good
like,
Ninja Turtle,
like,
Raphael.
I was like saying, like, what should we put on this? And she kind of like was like, gave me a look and like, you know, I'm kind of artistic. And I could tell she was looking at me like, you're a hack.
Right, I'm much
better. And I was like, please do this, because I really am a hack. I'm just playing around with Sharpies.
This isn't hack. People are going to go online and know that that's not
but
a hack.
Yeah,
that's legit.
But yeah, so it was good. But I haven't, no one else seems to be excited about the decoration, which is fine. Because, like, you know, they leave it for me, and I'm happy about that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so every episode is a pint. And before we're done with the pint, we have shots. So I've lined up vodka shots right behind you. Just kidding. She looked.
Oh, good Lord.
Parting shots of wisdom you have for the PT profession. You already name dropped some people and giving us some things to look forward to. But what's sort of something that you give to a student before they leave? Some good pearl of wisdom.
I think I would say, shut up.
Okay.
I think especially for the pediatric therapist, like I think that we tend to be uncomfortable with quiet. And so if you listen to a lot of pediatric therapists, they're narrating the whole session and they're bossing the patient around the whole session. And if you stop and listen, and even if listening is just observing their vital signs, you can learn a lot more. And if you can be comfortable with quiet and look at the way that your patient is reacting to you and get to know them, and whether they're nonverbal or whether they just have a long processing time. And we all know, you guys studied motor learning.
Yeah.
Verbal feedback does not help. It's actually
too much.
Helping for motor learning. Getting cognitive does not help. So you need to be able to treat without bossing this kid around, because they have so many bosses. They have a teacher, they have a mom, they have a dad. So don't be another boss. You need to be someone who learns about them, and then this is what this comes from, is being about the patient and not listening to hear your own voice.
You know, I think we've mentioned that on previous episodes, something similar, which is, you know, make sure the patient talks to you. But if the patient's a kid, you know, I coach swimming, I know that I wind up doing that because I'm like, well, I'm supposed to be the adult, so I'm supposed to be in charge. Let me just talk, and you listen, and I'll tell you what to do. But I should shut up.
Yeah.
Because they're going to tell you a lot if you just pay attention.
In my hospital, I've worked with a couple of excellent child life specialists, and I learned a lot from them about how you can learn. But again, like, we're so impatient. We want their processing time to be like this, and we want them to listen, and we want them to, we got to get going.
I've got 45 minutes left. We got to get done. Come on.
But if I'm noticing that every time, you know, something happens, your blood pressure or your heart rate goes up, and I can realize that, you know, even what no matter what way it is you're talking to me, I need to be able to listen to that. But I think that we tend to be like, this is uncomfortable for me if it's too quiet. So
yeah, I like that. That's a good advice.
Yeah.
So how'd your first podcast go? Was it good? Good experience?
I think it was good. I like this.
And
yeah.
We haven't pointed out the fact that we were standing on stage above everybody.
There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of people around
here,
but they seem to be ignoring us. I like that.
Yeah, I'm used to this, being in radio and being that guy who never danced at the middle school and high school dances. So I'm used to being ignored, but I thought it went well. This is a fantastic episode.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm glad you're going to be able to get more people in PT to see these designs, because I think it's a great
idea.
Yeah,
and again, you don't have to be good at this. I actually wasn't at all, but even if you just put a heart on it, put a star on it, make it look good.
I like it.
Okay.
Check her out online at Madcaster, Amanda Hall, also known as DJ Mad Mando.
All right, thank you.
That's it.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they? The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.